It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our Best Deal of the Year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Jim, got courtside tickets tonight. You in?
Can't. Got plans.
Hi, Jim. Grab a bite later?
No can do. Very important plans.
Jim, can you work late tonight?
Sorry. It's a really big night for me.
Daddy, want to go to McDonald's?
Can't wait, buddy.
There's nothing more important than family. That's why our Happy Meals come with an Honest Kids organic apple juice drink and all the quality time in the world. Now just $3 off the $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Am I going to die? Everyone dies. Once, the source of evil returns to zero. A new one, a new future, will be born. That new world is yours. To live in, not as a snake, but as a man.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Liquid Gamer Podcast. My name is Ryan. So, today we're talking about the gorilla with a tie, which is Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
So we're going to start out every show like we always do with trivia. I like these.
I do too.
This is a good one.
I think I'm going to enjoy this one.
This is a good one. Yeah, I don't know how much...
Informative or like you're going to like laugh at how stupid I'm going
to
be.
No. I'm trying not to do that this season. Okay. Yeah. I did that once. And
so he's admitting that he was intentionally trying to do that before.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, Mr. Gaming, no. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What's Mario's original name?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
So anyway.
Let's go.
Dante, Donkey Kong, number one. Donkey Kong's name is considered a poor use of the English-Japanese dictionary. What are one of two words Miyamoto looked up to find the donkey for his Kong? He looked up two words. Pick one. If you get one right, you'll be good.
I mean, I would assume one of them would be ape.
No. The donkey portion.
Oh. Jack.
Okay. He looked up Jack. Okay, what else do you think he looked up?
Wow, I don't know.
Okay, so in Japan, he originally named it Stubborn Gorilla.
Oh,
That's the name of the character. Right. Stubborn Gorilla. So he looked up the word stubborn.
Okay.
And he looked up the word dumb.
Okay.
And when he looked up the word stubborn, he saw donkey. And it's just one of the words as stubborn. So stubborn is a mule is really right. What we... Mule Kong is not nearly as cool. I'm glad that it's a poorly made dictionary.
That's informative.
Number two. What film studio tried to sue Nintendo for their use of the character and name of Donkey Kong since it is so similar to King Kong?
I know I should know it. I'm just going to have to throw out the default Warner Brothers.
That is incorrect. Universal Pictures.
Yeah.
But, like the games I create, King Kong is part of the public domain. So, Universal had to pay for all of their legal fees. Nintendo's.
Interesting.
Good job. Looks like if somebody tries to sue me over Reclaim Oz or Reclaim Neverland.
I bet you're hoping for it.
Go for it. All right. Number three. Rare originally designed a game known as... now known as Donkey Kong Country, okay? What type of game was it originally? What game did they pitch it as? What kind of game? Style.
I should know this too, because I remember going over the David Wise interview. I don't know.
It was originally a boxing game.
Yes, 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 yes.
0-4? Yeah. Or is it more on 4?
Yeah,
okay. Donkey Kong... was designed by Rare, Donkey Kong Country, was designed by Rare, a small company at the time. During most of development, the offices were around 100 degrees. Mm-hmm. Why? Why was it so hot?
man, you're killing me.
You love Donkey Kong.
I do, and I actually know this stuff. But it just escapes. I think the pressure's hitting me now. It had something to do with whatever they were using for development.
Okay.
But I can't pinpoint it.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be specific. Just say something.
It was something with the processing. No.
All right, I can't give it to you. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
All right, so Nintendo sent them millions of dollars in equipment, including computers and things like that, to help design the game, and it would make an unnatural heat inside the office.
Yes.
So they literally made this game in tropical conditions. All right, number five. Zero! You can't
get... But I'm learning, though.
That's true, but you can't finish this at zero.
Oh.
No one's ever gotten zero.
I won't do that.
Meaning me or you. Okay. Ready?
Shadow.
This should be fine. This should be fine. This should be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Donkey Kong Country was designed to play on which system initially?
Donkey Kong Country?
Yes.
And yes.
Nintendo 64.
Oh, yes. Doug, it did.
So anyway, Rare had their 3D models, and they made the game for Nintendo 64, and they're like, we're going to do something else. And so Nintendo was like, we're going to use polygons. And Rare was like, oh, okay. So they had to reformat everything to fit the SNES, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
And Donkey Kong Country was released on the SNES. Gosh. Six. Number six. Donkey Kong... in Donkey Kong Country, and the character we best know today is not the barrel-throwing villain from the 80s. Who is the barrel-throwing villain from the 80s?
Cranky Kong.
Yeah!
I knew you would throw that out there sometime.
I would hope so. So Cranky Kong is the original Donkey Kong that terrorized Mario at the arcades.
Yes, which makes no sense at all.
What do you mean?
Because Mario's not as old as Cranky Kong.
Oh. Interesting. I didn't even think of it like that. Maybe that's Mario and the Mario we know is Mario Jr.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
So who's Baby Mario? Is that Mario's baby or Baby Mario Jr. Baby Mario Jr. baby?
That's an anomaly in itself. The suspense is over. I got one.
Yeah, you got one. Whew. So we're good. We can smooth sailing. Number seven. Nintendo insisted a character's name be changed because the character didn't fit their idea of the character by this name. Who was Rare forced to change the name of in Donkey Kong Country?
I would have to. I would have to assume it was Diddy Kong.
That's right. Yeah. He was originally going to be called Donkey Kong Jr.
Oh, that was dumb.
Why?
Because that wouldn't work. There was already Donkey Kong Jr.
Donkey Kong Jr. is Donkey Kong.
Right. That's what I mean.
Donkey Kong now is Donkey Kong Jr. from the 80s.
But you can't use Donkey Kong.
That mantle went to Diddy.
But Diddy's not even a Kong. He's a monkey.
That's a good point.
That's why it wouldn't even work.
But his last name's Kong.
I know. It works.
Obviously it doesn't. All right, number 8. In Japan, they had 2 sequels to Donkey Kong Jungle Beat for GameCube. Mm-hmm. Name one of the 2 sequels that never made it to North America. Obviously it's going to start out Donkey Kong.
The Jungle Beat or the Congo?
That is what Jungle Beat is. Mm. Right? The Congo game?
No. There's 2 of
them. Well, anyway. Tell me the Jungle Beat sequels in Japan.
Oh, I don't know.
There's Jungle Fever and Banana Kingdom.
I never would have got that.
Eh, well, you didn't get a lot of them. All right, number 9. Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy Kong's Quest. Mm-hmm. There's a feature where the player is ranked alongside 3 big Nintendo stars called Cranky's Video Game Heroes.
I know.
Mario, Yoshi, and Link. You were wanting that to be the question.
I really did, yeah.
If you pay attention, you'll also see a sign at the bottom that says, no hoppers. Then a diss of 2 major competing characters. Which 2? Both.
Oh, my goodness. I've looked at that image so many times. An image of 2 hoppers competing at each other. I don't know.
All right, so literally in the corner by the sign, the no hoppers, there's Sonic's shoes,
yes,
and Earthworm Jim's ray gun.
Yes, yes.
What'd you get, 2? Right, number 10. Ready?
No, I got 1.
You got 1?
Yeah.
What about, no, Diddy Kong?
Okay, yeah, Diddy
Kong. Yeah, you got 2. Jeez.
I'm selling myself short.
All right, number 10. So this is kind of weird, but all my number 10 questions are fun.
Okay.
Back in 2010, 2 retailers, Game and GameStation, mm-hmm, these are stores, mm-hmm, apparently,
yeah,
held a promotion where the first 20 customers at select stores could get a copy of Donkey Kong Country Returns by doing what?
Eating a banana?
Take another form of that.
Bringing in some bananas.
So yes, that's right. You could pay in the form of bananas.
How many bananas did they require for that?
They labeled it a bunch.
Okay.
So you could bring in like 6 or 7 bananas for a game.
That is really weird. Fun and cool.
That is cool of them. That is very cool.
I can't imagine stockholders were very happy about that.
I don't even know what these companies are. Obviously, it drove them out of business.
Well, no, games still relevant. It's in the UK.
Oh, you're going to deposit those bananas? Oh, what's your GDP? Bananas?
Sweat.
Yeah, that's really cool. But you got 3. 3 out of 10. So you're trending downward.
I know, but...
4, 3. What's the next game you're doing?
I don't know, but I'm going to make sure the trivia is easy.
Oh, good luck. All right, so in 1981, Nintendo was pursuing a license for the Popeye comic strip. It fell through. So they were like, all right, well, we got this, you know, idea at least. What can we do? So they decided to...
infringe on more copyright.
Right, create characters, you know, just new characters. Mm-hmm. Miyamoto came up with several of the characters and the concepts. But he settled on a gorilla, a carpenter, girlfriend, love triangle that mirrored the rivalry of Bluto and Popeye for olive oil. So they kept the dynamic, mm-hmm, that love triangle dynamic, but they used Actually, Miyamoto states, a lot of people get this wrong. Popeye is not necessarily a inspiration for the game. Mm-hmm. It's really, he chose Beauty and the Beast and King Kong as that's more of a, that's what they feel as it is more.
Interesting.
But Miyamoto, so I don't know if you know, when he first got with Nintendo, when they started making games, he actually did the artwork for the sides of cabinets. Mm-hmm. And while he was doing that, he came up with this concept.
Right.
And Donkey Kong, also known as Cranky Kong, was born. The original game did not have a jump option. So they designed this game, like literally you run and go to ladders, right?
Right.
And Miyamoto just turned to the group that was creating it, because he didn't know anything about creating games.
Right, he didn't.
Like, it was all like, I got this idea, make this whatever you got to do, do it. And I want this guy to do this. And he turned to him and he's like, what would you do if a barrel was racing at you? And they replied, jump. He was like, well, we need the character to be able to jump. Jump man, if you will. Yeah. And that's when we got the first, I mean, this is the birth of the
two franchises, really.
Yeah. This was a big moment in video game history.
And really for gaming in general.
Yeah.
In the arcade scene.
So they did some test markets. I mean, this game was designed exclusively for an American audience in mind. So even though the translation was off with Donkey, it still worked.
Right.
Like, he actually was mocked at Nintendo of America because of the name.
Yeah.
But so they did a test. They made one cabinet and put it in a bar in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the bar owner calls just like a week later, like, hey, can I get some more of these systems? It's bringing people in. It's like really, really popular. And they were like, great. We did it.
Yeah.
We made something just totally out of the ordinary. This
they
guy
got
can,
crazy, and like Donkey Kong was in grocery stores and everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you could not see it.
So in the 80s, we saw Donkey Kong just, you know, blow up. Mm-hmm. But that was Cranky Kong, the villainous version of what we know.
Yeah. Which is he a villain? He just wanted the girl.
I mean, he threw barrels. That's disturbing. So, we're going to talk mainly about the Rare era, just because, I mean, you know, Donkey Kong was revolutionary, but it's not that fun to talk about.
Excuse me?
No, I'm talking about the original arcade thing.
Okay.
We don't cover a lot of arcade things.
No, you're right.
Even though they have their birthplace there.
True.
It's not.
True.
It's not our main
although it
source.
Is impressive if you ever get time to look up the guy that has the record for Donkey Kong.
There's a documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It is. So the Rare era started in 1994. Now Rare to me, because if you listened, you remember the Conkers episode. Mm-hmm. Banjo-Kazooie, GoldenEye. I mean, Rare was, you know, primo.
Yeah.
Console gaming. So Donkey Kong Country. Mm-hmm. Talk about your first Donkey Kong Country experience.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
Because I pretty much only had Mario games on Super Nintendo. And
visually is what got me.
Right.
Like you were like, what is this, clay? Or it was weird to me.
Your trivia question makes sense now because it was intended for Nintendo 64. But there is no other game that looks like it.
I feel like the buttons would have been better on Nintendo 64.
Maybe.
Yeah, I feel like could have.
I mean, I think everything's pretty crisp about the game.
Oh, no, it's stellar.
I don't know if there's anything bad to say about it. But it's really weird that a lot of people don't like Donkey Kong Country.
Why?
When you ask certain people,
it's got just enough challenge.
Yeah.
It looks great.
It's
smooth.
It's got two player.
Yeah.
The
second player is kind of.
Yeah, but you know, if your first person dies, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Jumping help. I mean, I can't think of anything you know, it was actually my first, one of the first games that I could say I'll go back and play it over and over and over and over and over again. Being older now, I look back on it and I still like cherish the music.
Mm-hmm.
The level design, like the placement of things, the little buddy system, like you can jump on a rhino and jump on a frog.
Yeah.
And, like, you can use them to like open secret areas and I mean, wow.
No, I mean everything about it.
You know what, I think the biggest thing with the visuals was the background. There was no game that like had depth to the background.
There was a lot of depth too.
So much, like, and you progress to a level and like it would turn to evening, then it would turn to night.
Yeah. Things like that weren't done yet, and it's weird that Rare, this tiny,
yes,
little British company,
yeah,
you know what I mean, who like wasn't prepared for this, mm-hmm, like them saying, "Hey, make this game," and it's like.
Right.
Okay, and then you're going to send me all this stuff. It's going to heat up my offices.
Like, right.
But what they pulled off was, I wish they made games that, like, complete
right
nowadays.
And I don't know if you're going to talk about it, but I can't let us go without mentioning David Wise, because David Wise has composed all the music for Donkey Kong, but a lot of the Rare games, Conker, Banjo, mm-hmm, Kazooie. He's very prolific. I mean, a lot of people may not know him, but you know his work.
Right.
Because you when you hear it, you're like, that sounds really good with the level and the character. And I think the thing about Donkey Kong, like, the first level, you're like, you know, like everybody knows Sonic's first song, Mario's first song.
Hmm.
But Donkey Kong is just a jungle. There's just birds and animal noises.
Right.
There's no music, but he made the ambience of the level fit the image and so forth. I mean, as you go through the game, there's like some jingles and some themes that go on, but it's not too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too simple. It's just right with the game. And I think you can say that about every Rare game, just about.
I agree. No, so, completely. I mean, the only time we didn't really see Rare get really involved with the production of the music was with GoldenEye, just because the music was already there from previous movies and everything. So, there, I mean, yeah, it's stellar.
Yeah.
Stellar.
Very important.
It was one of those games where, like, okay, so there's a lot of games, Mario, yada yada, Sonic even,
mm-hmm,
where you can't replay the levels as many times as you can with Donkey Kong Country.
Right.
So, like, you replay a Sonic level, yeah, you might find something, like, you pass by, or you know what I mean? But with Donkey Kong, like, you can play it fast, you can play it slow, you can take different barrels to do different things, you can try to be a little bit more risky this time around on the mine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's all these different avenues.
Right.
And there's a lot of replay value. Much more than any game before it.
I won't argue. And the bosses, while they may have been a little generic, like you had the giant beaver that just has like...
Yeah, but they're not Kirby generic. Like, they were...
Exactly. Like, they're simple, but
they
like,
fit the area well.
They do.
But what?
Funny, like the beaver's called Naughty because he gnaws at stuff.
Yeah, and that Rare was pretty tongue in cheek about all of their stuff.
Yeah.
So that fit that. I'm surprised Nintendo let them get away with a few things, but amazing game.
Donkey Kong's busty girlfriend, Candy Kong.
Whew, that was a little.
That's.
But I mean, you have to understand, like, their version of Donkey Kong is the one that exists now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's a pretty big deal. Because Mario, okay, if you look at Mario from that year,
mm-hmm,
so like
Super Mario World
and stuff like that, he changes, except for like the past like 5-10 years, like he's been kind of all over the place. Like sometimes he is like, it gets pretty, besides his color palette.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
He pretty much is all over the place.
Right.
But Donkey Kong, no matter what format you see him in, be it, you know, Super Smash Brothers or with Mario Kart,
mm-hmm,
pretty all the way since the beginning
of
Mario Kart,
right,
he's been the same looking guy.
Right.
Now Mario's
his fur gets better looking.
His fur gets better looking.
That's about it.
He bangs better and things react, but it's just much, he's a very constant character. Same with Diddy, though.
Yeah.
Diddy, kind of an odd random thing to have.
Yeah, he is. I think that was the whole tongue-in-cheek thing, like you said, like...
But this, where did they come up with the name?
I really don't know.
Because that was before P. Diddy.
You know, I never made that connection.
You know, that's what my amiibo is named.
P. Diddy?
P. Diddy. That's his name. That's cool. That's my Diddy Kong amiibo, P. Diddy. So if you see somebody beat your butt on Super Smash Brothers Online, it was P. Diddy.
I got it.
It's me. Dante, I'm pretty sure I beat Dante.
And he did once, but that's because I underestimated him.
So after the first Donkey Kong Country, we had games where Donkey Kong was actually the damsel.
Yeah.
Like he was the one you were trying to save. So Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy Kong's Quest, and Donkey Kong Country 3, Dixie Kong's Double Trouble.
Right. So Diddy's Conquest is the best of the three.
Okay. I agree.
I mean, when you talk about music.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Like, David Wise definitely stepped it. Like, it's just crazy. But the game has a sense of edgierness. Like, it's... I don't want to say edgy. But it's kind of a moodier tone, if you will.
Hmm.
Like, you're running through lava... Like, you're in haunted houses, you're going through a creepy woods, you're in a beehive where, like, bees are just, like... It's not, like, as jungly mm-hmm. as Donkey Kong Country.
I agree.
So, my favorite thing about Donkey Kong Country 2 was playing, actually, as Dixie Kong, because she had a new element where she could, like, twirl in the air and kind of, like, float. But she wasn't as fast as Diddy Kong, so... But they had this tag system where, you know, you could throw somebody on your shoulder, like,
right.
places that you couldn't before.
Right. And everybody thought that was a big deal when New Super Mario Brothers did it.
Yeah.
And they're right. like, right. why did you play exactly. Donkey Kong Country 2?
But they emphasized, like, finding secret areas, because mm-hmm. you had, like, the bonus coins that you would look for, and then you had the DK coins, which just kind of showed, like, how good you were at finding stuff.
Right.
So it added more challenge. Or at least purpose to the challenge, if you will. But my favorite game, I play that over. I actually have that on virtual console and still play it.
So did you play Donkey Kong 64?
Oh, wait a minute. I just had about 3.
Oh, well, I didn't play 3.
You didn't?
1 and 2 left me satisfied, busy. You know what I mean?
It will. Actually, 3 will probably disappoint you. But they did add a lot of depth to it. I feel like the level design is more complex, more secret areas, more replay value. Like, after you beat the game, there's a whole another world that you can go to. But I don't know if either we were burnt out of, like, the graphical system, but, like, the backgrounds didn't really pop as much. The music didn't really pop.
Like, not as colorful? Or just...
It just was bland.
That's, like, one thing to bring up, though. These games were, like... crazy colorful.
They were. But, like, in this one, like, you just be looking at a sky. Like,
you didn't see
anything. Or you just be looking at a cave. And it really wasn't anything.
So what is her double trouble?
The double trouble.
She have a twin?
She's saving Diddy and Donkey Kong.
Oh.
With her cousin, Kitty Kong.
Kitty.
Kitty Kong.
Like TTY? Or DD?
Kid. Yeah,
okay.
D-D-Y.
Kitty Kong.
Who is as strong, if not stronger, than Donkey Kong.
He's a gorilla.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it was, you know, it was at the end of the Super Nintendo life cycle.
Right.
I think there was just something you could just throw out there.
So, did you play Donkey Kong 64?
I did. And I actually just recently downloaded it for Virtual Console, which was a huge deal. Love every bit of it.
Yeah?
Every bit of it. Plays right at home with Banjo-Kazooie.
Hmm.
Like it's you can tell it's all in the family. Again, I never played Conquered Bad Fur Day, but I'm sure you would probably feel it's like right at home.
Probably.
With the feel. But, I mean, you want to talk about hard? I mean, some people complain that Donkey Kong 64... Okay, first of all, it's the first 3D game.
Yeah.
Like Super Mario 64 type style.
But it looks better.
I agree. But you have five Kongs now: Donkey, Diddy, Tiny Kong, Chunky Kong, and Lanky Kong. You have all these Kongs that do different things, have different attributes. But like Mario 64, you're trying to find five bananas for every Kong in every level. So you have a total of 25 like bananas that you have to find in every world.
Okay.
And the worlds are huge. This game was so big that with the Nintendo 64, they had to include an expansion pack.
Oh, that little chip thing?
To include increase the RAM.
Mm.
Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So
I had that. I didn't know why, but I did.
Yeah. again, music is right at home. The gameplay is there. Everything is crisp, like a Rare game you would expect it to be.
Mm.
A lot of humor. There's, you know, you turn the game on and they're doing the DK rap, which is now, like, infamous.
Yes.
but I never beat it, so that's, like, my current thing I'm doing right now.
Oh, wow.
So I definitely want to beat that, like, before...
So you got on Virtual Console for the Wii or Wii U?
Wii U. $10.
And it plays okay?
It plays
as far as controller?
I mean, I changed the controls around. They, okay. There's a lot of flexibility for whatever controller.
Because that's there's always a little bit of loss in translation with Virtual Console for me.
Probably usually, but because there's so much, I mean, I can assign whatever button.
Okay,
to anything.
Okay. That makes it better. Makes it better. So post-Rare.
This would be fun.
Well, I mean, you know, he was in things that we've talked about before, like with Mario Kart, Super Smash, stuff like that.
Right.
But I just want to get this out there. It might be embarrassing. I don't know. But I used to be the best in the room at Taiko Drum Master.
Okay.
The best. You put Beethoven's Fifth on, I am going to impress everybody in the room. All right. All right? My wife saw me play that game. Psh.
Is that how you snagged her?
I was with her before that, actually. But it definitely, she was like, this is a keeper.
Okay.
Okay. Like you're telling, I was the king of Taiko Drum Master. So when Nintendo released Donkey Konga series, I was crazy excited.
I didn't play him. So
you didn't play him.
You know, somebody just chewed me out about that today too. So it's
kind of here's the deal. So with Taiko Drum Master, like, I'm playing like classics, right? Like classic musics, but like heavy bass, just drum, crazy. Awesome music. With Donkey Konga series, it was music from Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm.
So why the hell wouldn't you be on board? Because you love David Wise.
Actually, I was kind of bitter because I wanted a real Donkey Kong game, like a successor to 64 on GameCube, and I never got it. And I'm like, I'm not playing with no bongos. So I just was kind of like turned off from
it. That's fun.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. But
it's fun.
I'll never know.
All right.
Unless you decide to go out of here.
I'm still trying to find a good deal on a GameCube.
Mm.
Like, I have the emulator for my computer, and then I have the adapter for my controller.
Yeah.
And I have a real GameCube controller, but it's just, the RAMs don't play right always, and I was going to, like, maybe burn a disc, but then you gotta buy the little disc, and it's just like, jeez.
Right.
Give me a break! So, I'm probably gonna end up buying a PS2 used. And then, because there were drum games for
PS2. Oh, I got you. Okay.
So you won't be able to play Donkey Konga, but you'll be able to be impressed by... I'll do it on the air.
I'll look forward to that.
I'm like... I don't play any instruments, so it's a big deal.
You might have lost your touch.
I doubt it. I think it's like riding a bike. So the legacy of Donkey Kong. Did you play Country... whatever that is. The newer...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And? What's it called?
Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Okay.
Wii, and then Tropical Freeze for Wii U.
Tropical Freeze is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's been a lot of talk about... Okay, first of all, they're fantastic games. They bar right... I mean,
who made them?
Platinum? Or... Yeah, well, not Platinum. Retro. Retro Studios.
Okay, Retro.
They did Donkey Kong Returns and Tropical Freeze. They brought back David Wise.
Oh, good.
Which is a big deal. And Donkey Kong Country Returns, he plays a lot of the same music from Country, but just kind of like symphonizes it.
Hmm.
I don't even know if that's a real word. I just made that up. I hope it is.
Okay.
Symphonize. It really feels right at home. Like, same challenge, same level design. It feels really crisp. You have Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong.
Like, it looks good. Like, you know, visually.
Team up, co-op. Like, two people can actually play separately now instead of, like, waiting for the first person to die.
So okay. That probably gets complicated.
Not as complicated as New Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, okay. Which gets, like, competitive and, like...
Like, sabotage.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
The biggest turnoff is the absence of the Kremlings, which are the main enemies of...
Who are the enemies?
They're now pigs.
They're pigs?
Yeah. Which is not bad.
I gotta beat up pigs?
Yeah. It's not bad.
Pigs are cute.
Okay, well. It's not bad. It's not as bad, but it just kind of feels like... it's not what I'm used to. But it works, though, if you can get past that.
Okay.
Tropical Freeze just builds on it. They added Dixie Kong. And it's the first time you can play as Cranky Kong.
Yeah.
Real Cranky Kong.
Does he throw barrels?
He can, yes. But he has. He actually, people mock this, but he. Did you ever play DuckTales?
Of course. Own DuckTales for the Wii U.
He plays like that.
On his cane.
His cane, he's invulnerable when he hops on stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of weak.
Is it?
Because
DuckTales is awesome.
No. DuckTales is awesome, but, you know, if you're going to be original, be original.
Okay. I want to say this on the air. I really feel like Retro Studios has outdone Rare.
Ooh.
Which is, I hate to say that because Rare really established who Donkey Kong is. Like you said, his identity today is because of what they did.
Right.
But I don't, well, I mean, obviously Rare is not who they were today as they were before, but I can continually have just as much fun playing today's Donkey Kong as then. And it may not be fair because I'm looking at something 2-3 generations down the road and
true.
Saying, like, this is much better, but...
Like, what could they do with this kind of hardware?
Exactly.
What I mean?
So
Donkey Kong has been described as one of the most iconic mascots for Nintendo. In their 250th issue in January 2010, Nintendo Power ranked him as their 8th favorite Nintendo hero.
Seems
kind of low. OneUp.com listed him as the most gracelessly aging character.
I agree.
Okay. Citing that I mean, I think they were referencing Cranky Kong. Which is fine. IGN ranked him 5th in their top 100 video game villains.
I do remember that.
UGO.com listed Donkey Kong 7th on the 25 awesomest hidden characters. Do you remember what that's for? That was going to be on your trivia.
I don't.
Punch Out.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Empire Magazine included him in their list of 50 greatest video game characters, adding that he is the worst named character in the most popular video game character. In the history of gaming. So the worst named character in the history of gaming.
Hmm.
I think it's silly. But now it's the only thing I can think of. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know what? Until today, like, I never really thought about how bad that name is.
Oh.
Because he's... I mean, I know he's not a donkey, but I never really thought about, like, how bad that is.
Well, now they're like, oh, stubborn gorilla. Let me look that up. Gorilla Kong, because of that movie. Stubborn. Donkey. Is that how you say it? Donkey. Donkey Kong. I like that. You know what I mean? It's good. In 2012, GamesRadar ranked him as the 25th best hero in video games. And lastly, Guinness World Records Gamers Edition, which I have somewhere, lists Donkey Kong as the 33rd most popular video game character. We'll have to do an episode on that list, or did we? Did we do a list like that?
No, we never have.
We'll do that. We'll do that for the
interesting, though.
Season closing.
Because, you know, Donkey Kong actually is a big deal. Like, you don't really think of him that much when you think of Nintendo. Like, there's obviously the Link and Zelda and Mario and even Samus from Metroid.
Right.
But when he shows up and stuff, you're like, that's awesome that he's in it. Like Mario Kart. Like, everybody's upset that Diddy Kong is not in Mario Kart 8.
Right.
When they threw him in Mario Party, like, oh, awesome, he's in Mario Party, even though he's really not anything to do with Mario.
Yeah.
Like, he does.
They should
he
hate
does.
Each other.
They should.
Because of it's cool his father.
Does. Yeah.
Even though Mario's the same age.
Like you said, Punch Out. Like, okay, I'm
no, that was next. Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he's iconic. He shows up. I don't think his reputation has dwindled at all. Like, some of the characters we talked about in the past, like, they haven't really been able to maintain.
I agree. Besides, like, our big ones, like Mario or right. Sonic. But even Sonic had his big dips, yeah, you know?
He still does.
Some I picked, Duke Nukem and Conkers, you know.
Yeah, him, Crash Bandicoot, they just, I don't know, they haven't been able to stick it out. But he hasn't really had a ton of games either.
Not at all.
So,
but is that helping him that he only does games every decade?
It could. I mean, he has little spin-off games like on the Game Boy Advance, King of Swing.
And then there's Mario vs. Donkey Kong.
Yeah, those
you know,
are
like
good.
Handhelds. There's actually quite a few handhelds. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, his career is really interesting. I mean... I can't say like you don't really miss him. Like
that's true.
Like most people like right now are like, oh, I've kinda had enough of Donkey Kong. Like I could take a break. I mean, I don't think anybody anticipates them announcing a third Donkey Kong game, which would be fine because you're content, like you said, one and two was good.
No, they got great replay. They got great replay.
You didn't need to play a third one.
Right.
So if I have to wait till next year for Donkey Kong, I'd be fine with it. But I'm fine with seeing.
But he better keep popping up.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
No, I get you. That makes sense. So what if? Well, I guess they're not going to be doing any more punch outs or anything. Probably.
There's a teaser for E3 that they might be.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I'm sure. I mean, Donkey Kong's not going anywhere.
No.
Crazy name, awesome character.
I think we should before we end the show. Diddy Kong Racing.
Diddy Kong Racing, yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I liked it too.
Conkers.
Is that why you liked it? Okay. I can see you only picking Conker. Actually, Conker was awesome in that game.
He was. He was actually very PG.
It was the Mario. It's kind of weird. Like, why were they competing with Mario Kart?
It came out before.
Did it? Okay. Okay.
It was actually like them. Like, hey, can we make a racing game?
That's wild.
And then it was, let's put popular characters in it.
Because it's still an original concept of the game that Sega tried, but like being able to be in hovercrafts and planes and cars, and having a hub world and bosses,
yeah. It was smart.
It's funny that you are telling me that Mario Kart came afterwards. But, interesting game. It had Diddy Kong, had Conker. It had Banjo, which Banjo had not been in the game at that time.
True. Neither Conker's. That was Conker's first game.
Was it? Okay, yeah. So.
It's a big deal. Rare was like, hey, let's make these characters and let's see what we can do. And they did.
And,
but yeah, Diddy Kong Racing, I mean... kind of an odd spinoff.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, let's take something that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, and they used Diddy.
Yeah.
As if he was more popular.
Right.
Maybe he just...
Maybe he was more popular.
But an interesting concept...
I didn't like it.
No? But I liked the ability to increase your power-ups. So, you know, you go through the red balloon and get a rocket. You go through it again, you get double rockets.
No.
Again, you get 10.
Yeah.
Like, it added some strategy to the actual racing element.
A little bit more Twisted Metal than Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed, so.
Which
yeah,
I
Diddy
have
Kong
to bring
good.
Up how bad the actual Donkey Kong racing game was for Wii. Did you ever play that?
I tried. I was over a friend's house.
I gave it 20 minutes and stopped. Never have I played a racing game so bad.
But Mario Kart 8 is excellent. So,
and he's in it,
and he is, but not both of them.
No.
So next time, hopefully, we can get Dante a better score. So we're looking at, was it 4-3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 4 the first episode, 3 this episode. trending towards a 2 next episode. Okay. So we will have to see. If you'd like to give them your salutations, you can tweet us at the Liquid Gamer. Let them know that it's okay, even though you knew more than he did on that one. So
I nothing against the audience, but I don't think they know the answers either.
Well, I just hope you pass the season is all I'm asking.
Why? I didn't pass the last season.
I just want you to have some kind of record here.
Well, you know,
because I'm doing excellent.
I knew you were not going to let the season go without bringing it up, but you couldn't. You just had to bring it up right now.
Did I get a 9 or did I get a 10?
Yeah, you got a
9. Did I get a 10?
You got a 9.
Oh, okay. I could have sworn I got a 10. You got a 9. 9. Okay. So the highest score in the history of the Liquid Gamer podcast. Is yours the lowest now? No, 2. You've gotten a 2 before.
I don't think so.
I think you have.
I don't think so.
Let us know what Dante's score lowest. I think it was a 2. Well, thanks again for listening. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Dante.
We'll see you next time. Good gaming.
All New Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning signs, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Your friends can only handle so much fear. They have a breaking point when adrenaline takes over, and they're not just afraid, they're petrified. Halloween Haunt at King's Dominion will push you to the limits of fear. Come select nights through October 28th for night rides, demented creatures, and terror you've never felt before. Fear is waiting for you.
Save up to $30 on tickets at kingsdominion.com.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos, select styles only.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.